Blog Talk Radio.
Walk by faith in
one time, say he will take care of you. He will take care of you. Trust and never doubt him. He'll bring you out.
Here we go.
Check it. Sometimes life can be a lonely road. Make you feel like you can't bear the load. But don't give in, cause there's one thing I know.
He has great thoughts of you, so don't give up, he plans your breakthrough.
Sometimes your friends can cause the greatest pain. Make your tears flow like the pouring rain. Let me tell ya, don't give in, cause it's not all in vain, no. I've made mistakes that brought me to my knees. Until his loving kindness lifted me. He put his arms around me from the sin and shame.
Just look at
me,
I'm falling.
That's right. Is that all right?
He will take care of you.
Just clap your hands right there.
He will take care of you.
Uh-huh. I need y'all to do this. Just say what? La la.
I think it's all right.
Come on.
Clap your hands and see me.
La 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 la.
I think it's all right.
Hit it with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody say it with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Clap your hands. Everybody just clap. Just
clap your hands.
What?
And see me.
And everybody just clap your
hands.
Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. Yes, this is Let's Talk Jesus with myself, Pastor E. Family, our forum is to discuss and discover Jesus as the source of our entire lives. No matter how sinful or how broken you may be, Jesus loves you. Jesus wants you, and Jesus is able to transform your life. Doesn't matter if it's big, small, little, sin is sin, but Jesus can forgive you. He can heal your wounds. He can change the whole direction of your life. The righteous and healthy life to be called a Christian. Yes, family, following Jesus always involves sharing his love with others who need him. The moment I first met Jesus, I'm not talking about my father's Jesus, my mother's Jesus. When I met my Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior, he immediately gave me the privilege to do the most important thing I've ever been able to do, and that's tell you about his love, about his forgiveness, and his willingness to transform your life. So, family, I feel that today, as we share, it's our responsibility to embrace that privilege. It's our responsibility to follow him, and it's our responsibility to go to another level in our faithfulness, in our willingness, and our ability to do what God has called us to do. Yeah, tonight, let's talk Jesus. Family, I've been really pulled in some areas as far as my ministry and the things that we're doing to really evaluate, are we being effective, to evaluate, are we doing what we're really called to do, and to evaluate, have we rested too long? And as I went through this analogy and this self-examination, God is showing me to ask more deeper questions to myself and to take it to another level of stretching and forcing space to be to be consumed and to be consumed totally with Jesus. I asked a question this morning on Wake Up that has now been designated as the Wake Up, Get Up, Move in your church, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So we have launched a church on Facebook, and we've been going strong for 3 or 4 years now, but now God called it his church, Wake Up, Get Up, and Move in Your Purpose Church. But in that question I asked today is that, are we really preaching Jesus? I know we use his name, we use some of the scriptures, but if we're really preaching Jesus, we're preaching a sermon or a message or a conversation that is uplifting, that is full of joy, that is full of Jesus. But then I start to pay attention to some of the words and some of the churches that I visit and some of the things that I'm seeing through people that I even know myself. And it makes me even ask the question, are we really preaching Jesus? So tonight on Talk Jesus, we're going to ask a couple questions that can invoke a deeper conversation. Is first, are you really following Jesus? Let that settle. Are you really obeying Jesus? And are you really telling somebody else about Jesus? I had to really look at that and say, you came at me hard, God. Now, you really want me to go deep in this thing. You really want me to self-analyze myself, but also to pay closer attention to you. See, I'm learning that every time God challenges me, it's nothing other than to draw me closer to him. So we talk about him to draw closer. So we worship him to draw closer. So we study him to draw closer. So we sing songs to draw closer. But are we really getting closer? We could talk a good game. We could say the right thing. We could put on the right clothes. We could clap our hands a certain way. We could stomp our feet a certain way. We could sing the song a certain way that makes it seem like or sound like we're in the right place. But are we really operating under the fullness of the Holy Spirit? Now, I'm here to tell the truth. I always will. And I pray that I don't hurt anybody in the process of that. But the truth must be told, and it must be told here on the Now Network and to those that are covenant with me to go out and tell the truth. Oh, yeah, the truth hurts. But the truth will set me free. I don't know about you. I'm looking for freedom. So as we look at that and we say, well, if you're really a follower of Jesus, that means you believe. Because if you believe, you can't, no, if you don't believe, you cannot have a relationship with God. You cannot be a servant of God. Yeah, you may have a title. Yeah, you may be have a church. Maybe you have a pulpit. Maybe you got a microphone. But if you are not truly a follower of Christ, you are just following yourself. I can talk liberally about this because I've lived this out, and this was something that is a part of my story. Thinking it was my way and my way was the only way. And if it wasn't, it was the highway. Maybe I got somebody else out there to just high five me in the spirit and say, that sounds just like me. But when I really understood what following Christ was about, it was understanding that I didn't have to go back. I didn't have to look backwards. I didn't have to be held accountable for past discretions. I didn't have to be held accountable for past laws. I didn't have to be held accountable to past people. Now, I am a true believer of the word of God from Genesis to Revelation. Here, let's get that out there. Let's not before anybody says, is he saying don't do this or don't? No, I'm not telling anybody what to do. I'm trying to see, are we really aware of the power that we have by the covenant of God and the relationship that comes along with it? And yes, we can make people shout. And yes, we can make people dance and run around the building. But are we really becoming effective and seeing the results in the people that we're ministering? That we're ministering to. Well, you know, that is something that I had to really look at. And I'm so grateful that it's not something I did, but it's something that they're doing. I'm going to let that one catch up. It's not something I did, but I'm seeing that it's something that people that I'm in covenant with are doing, because they're finding their own path. They're finding their own way, and they're understanding that their cross is not looking like my cross. They are bearing a cross that is only designed for them. You must take up, you must deny, and you must follow. But watch this. As you decrease, everything God increases. Yes, there's an old covenant. Old covenant. Yes, there's a new covenant. We recognized in the Word of God that God even said, he says, I have destroyed the old because the new, I mean, I've destroyed the old because it didn't work. It's obsolete. But we still are bound. We're still doing, we're still saying the same stuff that they used to say that didn't produce life. I said this morning, I love the testimony and the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Oh, my God. But that's not me. I pray and I work that my faith will be stronger than theirs. But because of the new covenant, I can't even think that's not my call. That's not my story. That's not my sermon. And yes, there are very great examples from the Word of God, but I'm talking about being effective. And I'm talking about being effective now. I'm talking about really looking at where we should be, who we should be, and what we should be. Children of God. Are you, the first question, are you really a follower of Jesus Christ? Number one thing you have to remember about being a follower is when Jesus calls, you go. No, there's no contemplation. There's no more thinking, can I take off early? There's no more. When Jesus calls, you go. Oh, you remember Matthew 4, 18 through 19? Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, and he called Simon and Peter and Andrew to leave their occupations as fishermen and follow him. See, their response demonstrates what following Jesus involves. Immediately, they left their nets and followed him. See, this was a whole life commitment. It wasn't just a religious activity. It wasn't just a ceremony. It wasn't just a conference. This was a life committing moment to say, come on, I'm with you. Are you really following Christ? Are you only in your convenience? Are you really only when you can make time? Are you only when it makes sense for you? Ooh, Jesus. You must be ready to go, and you must be ready to go when? Now. We procrastinate so much. We say we talking Jesus. We say we doing Jesus. We say we preaching Jesus. But we procrastinate because we are not seeing the evidence of Jesus. My God. See, when you preach Jesus, you are now preaching life into people that they can now get live. And then when they get life, they share life. See, we ain't sharing enough life because we ain't ready to go now. You need a schedule. You need a plan. And God said, get up now. Wake up in your mind. When? Thank you, Minister Terry. Wake up in your mind. Get up in your thinking and move. When? Now. Thank you, Pastor Dwayne. Oh, I hear it in the spirit. You said, when? Thank you. 0 to 5 seconds. Now, the time that you can achieve, receive, and move forward in a God-given dream, vision, and idea. But most of us don't get because we're not ready to go. The number one fact that you have to know, if you are truly a follower of Jesus Christ, have you made a whole life commitment to go? Question number two. Are you ready to evaluate yourself? Are you ready to get an understanding of the experience that you must take on and share the true experience with others that can become genuine followers of Jesus Christ? That's what we're going to do tonight. I'm certifying myself tonight as a true follower of Jesus Christ. And I think I've already got the first one out the way. When he calls, I'm already at attention. I'm already ready to go. When? Now. No more procrastination. No more self. It's me. It's time to be God. Are you ready to go? Number one, when you've stepped up to go, you must be, my God, born again. Watch what John 3:3 says. It says, truly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. See, this is the first qualification of being a follower of Jesus. You must be born again. You write that down. You must confess. You must repent your sins. You must, by faith, receive God's forgiveness. You must surrender your life to Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and you must start walking in his ways. See, we call it a Christian. I say believer. But to be a believer, to be a follower, is not just becoming better or improving ourselves. It is an entire new life born of the Spirit. When you are born again, it has nothing to do with flesh. I tell my covenant partners all the time, my members or whoever I'm connected to, you will in this life here on earth. You can live a long life if you take care of yourself, your health, your mind, everything. You exercise, you eat well, you drink water, you sleep, you get your sleep, you get rest. You will live a long life. But some of us don't care about our bodies. We don't care about our health, and we speed up the process. Oh, my God. A body that's deteriorated. Yes, God can heal it. But did you do everything you could to live? That has nothing to do with being born again. You will return from which you came. Entropy. Look it up. But being a Christian is not, being a believer is not just getting better or improving. It is an entire life born of the Spirit. Number two, and when you say go, you must pray. Luke 6:12, he says, it was at this time that he went off to the mountain to pray. And he spent the whole night in prayer to God. See, when you follow Jesus, you will be the person of prayer just like he was. Remember, we shared before. What did he do more on this earth than anything? Pray. If you want to follow Jesus, you must begin to pray. It must be the major part of your life. It's just not something you do when you need. And the only way prayer will become a priority, watch this, you must make it an all-day habit to pray without ceasing. But watch this. You must also dedicate quiet time alone with God. I start and I finish my day with God. The only way I can wake up in my mind, get up in my thinking, move in my purpose. I finish my day with God so I can go hard in finishing strong. Evaluating myself now. Not waiting for a week and letting it all build up where I don't have no time to fix it. Fix it now. And you find it and he speaks to you through prayer. And prayer allows you to walk and follow Christ's footsteps. Number three, once you say yes, once you say I am, yes, once you say here I'll go, you must listen. Matthew 17:5, it says, while he was still speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out loud said, this is my beloved son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. See, too many of us begin our mornings listening to 101.5 news or traffic delay channel 11. We wake up with the first thing we think to accomplish ourselves, to be on time to work, to do a good job at work, and to get the kids off to school. Oh, my God. Instead of understanding that fulfilling our responsibility to God is the most important, he gives you the right thoughts. He gives you the right decisions. He'll give you the right words to do everything in your day that you'll need before you even get there. Because you must listen. It's more essential to spend time listening to the Father, asking him to guide you into his plan for your life, not for anybody else. Asking him to give you strength for your day. And not only your will, but his will being done. See, as a sovereign Lord and master, not only of the universe, but of your individual life, God requires your submission and your obedience to his will. That's why you must listen. That's why you must read his word. That's why you must pray. And watch this. In all three of those areas right there, the Lord is speaking to us. But we always got something to say. We always want to run our mouths instead of listening to God. Number four, once you say, I'll go, you must believe. See, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes. Hit the brakes right there. It didn't say whoever paid tithes. It didn't say whoever said was at church on time. It didn't say whoever was in the choir. It says whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. See, just as we trusted Christ for salvation, so we must continue to live by faith as we follow him. Can't see him. You don't see. You're following him by the Spirit. And if you don't believe in him, you better stop right now everything you're doing. Oh, you want some warning signs? Self-centeredness, unable to listen, unable to be guided, unable to be talked to. Oh, you look, I was number one, so I know I can talk on this one. And you may not want to be transparent, but I will. I always think I got the right plan. I always think I got the right way. Oh, no, no, no. It's his way and it's only his way. See, when you're a genuine follower of Christ, I will trust him with our difficulties. You trust him with your pains. You trust him with your temptations. And most of all, you trust him with your needs. You have to rely on him to enable us to do whatever he says you can do. Do you believe? I don't have the money. I don't have the time. Do you believe? My God. See, you must see results, family. We got to stop playing this thing like it's just something for free. It's not going to cost you nothing that he paid the cost. No, he paid the cost that you, excuse me, he paid the cost that you could leave, that you could pay the cost. Give you an example. That you could do the same thing he did. But you must believe, my God. He got your back in every area. Number five, once you said, I'll go, you got to be obedient. Watch this. John 18:12 says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Following family requires obedience. See, when this is the desire of your heart, you recognize how foolish it is. When you really get the desire of your heart, no, not his desire in your heart. I'm talking about your desire in your heart to have a lot of this, to have a lot of that. What comes with that? A lot of problems. And then you see the desire of your heart wasn't worth it because it cost you more than you thought it would. My God. Woo! It is sinful to be led to lose and to die from this opportunity to be blessed. My God. See, if you're stubborn and refuse to obey God, he will send enough heartache and trouble, watch this, around you. My God. Because you did it to yourself. If you are not obedient, which is better than sacrifice, you just removed yourself from the protection of God. Disobedience results in death. You say, why you say that? Well, disobedience is sin. Somebody out there, holler it out loud as you can in the spirit. The wages of sin is death. My God. If you don't be obedient, you will die. We ain't talking, see, we're trying to go deep on this one because you're not talking about no physical death. You're going to die in this body. I don't care how old you get, think you're going to make it. I'm claiming 120. But there's going to come a time when that's going to end. I'm claiming 240. Okay, yeah, right. My God, I hope I make it as long as he wants me to. But I'm going to claim that 120 that I'm preaching till I'm 120. With all my faculties, with all my limbs and movements, and with all my strength. But I better be obedient in the spirit before I'm obedient anywhere else. Number six, once you said yes, you must love. I shared this morning on Wake Up, Mark 12:30. It says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. See, you cannot follow Christ with a divided heart. Half in the world, half with God. The love we have for Christ involves our entire being. Therefore, we cannot allow impure thoughts. Oh, my God. We can't let free porn. We can't let erotic sounds. We can't let erotic taste and smells and the things that will draw us away from him. We cannot allow it to contaminate our love in your mind. See, your mind has to claim to love him. Wholehearted love for Christ affects that everything you do will be accountable to God's love. Love covers a multitude of sin. But you can't sin no more. You can't keep taking advantage of the grace that God has given us. Most of us don't even understand favor. Favor is a whole other level. It's not grace. It's grace and favor, but grace is all by itself and favor is by itself. Grace is unmerited. Favor is earned by believing, by obeying, and by loving. And not with just a little, but with your all. You must love with your all. Number seven, once you said you'll go, you got to share. You have to share. You got 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 to share. Matthew 28:19, it said, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. See, this is Jesus' command. If we are going to follow him, we will share the truth of God's word with others, regardless of whether they like us or not. In a world of hatred, bitterness, animosity, and death, Christ followers are risking our lives every day to bring the gospel. And it's going to get rougher. The end days, I don't know if you can tell. I don't know if you are prophetic and listening in the word of getting revelation and application in your life to see you better get right church right now because things are getting close. My God. And we're not sharing enough. Each one of us could share. Each one of us has a way of talking to certain people that you could spark an interest in their lives to want to know more of how you got that. I want to know how you got that. See, that's the message that or the call that should be coming. I get it all the time. Hey, man, how did you get that? I have no problem sharing it. after I get that phone call. Because you can get it too. But you must share first. See, a lot of people don't have nothing to share because you try to keep it all for yourself. My God. Number eight. Once you say, I'll go, you must serve. John 12:26. It says, if anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. See, Jesus came as a servant and as his followers. And that's what we should do as well. All of us have a capacity to serve the Lord in some form or fashion. Service comes in a lot of different areas. You could be helping, caring, encouraging, comforting, giving, teaching, sharing God's word, but you must serve. Someone, I was talking to a friend of mine today, and it was in a mentor capacity. Well, I'm going to do this because I need to. No. Don't get yourself caught up in something that you're going to regret later, when all you got to do is go on the corner, go to the store, go down the street and serve. Well, I've never served before because you never got out your car. You never got out your front door. You never went to another level. You never took it to that place. You never took it to the level. You said no when God said yes, and you procrastinated. And all you had to do was say, "I'll serve." That's all you had to do was say, "I'll serve." I mean, that's all you had to do was say, "I'll serve." I'll serve. And number nine, you got to suffer. Philippians 1:29 says, for to you it has been granted for Christ's sake, not only to believe in him, but to also suffer for his sake. See, if you're following Jesus, we can expect to experience some form of suffering. You may be rejection. It may be financial loss. It may be, but it's not what you do, it's how you do it. And I'm going to tell you something about that financial loss one. It's always a bad financial decision that we end up losing on. God is not going to take your money from you when you worked hard for it. But when you're sowing in the bad ground and you're not getting any result, you're wasting your monies. You're wasting your seed. I heard a word last week. Y'all know, there had to be a word for me to get it. Woman of God said, you know why we not getting no harvest? Because you eat your seed before it gets planted. My God, I almost fell out. Are you eating your seed before it ever got time to get? Yep, because you're not giving God the first fruit. You're not tithing. You're not giving your full amount. You're not offering. You're not serving. No. That's why you're not receiving the harvest in your life, because you're not doing the right steps to become a follower. You must suffer. See, you know, sometimes we make people feel uncomfortable for going through, the ones that don't fit in, the ones that seem like they love the world more than anything else. Our family that won't come with you, that won't support you, that you have one person where you do an event and there's one person there, and you did all this work and there's one person there and you think you did a bad job. No, that one person was all it takes to tell them to follow Christ. I know we went there tonight, because you got to ask yourself, am I a follower of Christ? Am I serious about this? Or did Pastor E just throw me under the bus? No, I didn't. You threw yourself under the bus. Did Pastor E just step on my toe? Your foot shouldn't have been in the way. But the truth hurts. But here's the good thing. The truth will set you free. If you are a follower of Christ and you find any of these characteristics difficult to accept and practice, you got to go to God in prayer and ask him to work them into your life. He'll make room for you when you surrender to him. He'll give you everything you need when you surrender to him. He'll do all he said he was going to do. Remember, everything God has done, finished and complete. You can't add to it. You can't take from it. But he requires an account of your past. Are you a follower of Christ? I'm going to take this time, open up the lines. If you want to talk Jesus tonight, come on in. Get a part of the conversation. Dial one right now. Are you really a follower of Christ? I know that was a good word. I can't wait to listen to the archive tonight, because he went through me and spoke a good word that made me recognize I could do better. I know you might have thought that since I gave the word that I'm null and void to this. No, I'm the first one that he's telling you could still do better. And I do all nine, but I can still do better. I'm not ashamed. I will tell the truth. I work all nine of them, but I can still do better. Still ain't good enough. Nope. I heard somebody in the spirit say, "Nah, well, I know I got it." No, still not good enough. I know I did good today. Still wasn't good enough. I told one person about it. You could have told two. My God, come on, let's talk Jesus. Dial one. Minister Charlene, good evening and welcome to Let's Talk Jesus. Are you truly a follower of Jesus Christ?
Sure enough. That's another word for yes indeed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm following Jesus Christ. Who else should I follow? He's the only one who has the words of eternal life.
Amen.
He's the only one. He's the only one that can turn on the lights and show me myself where I need to repent, where I need to come and draw closer to him and say yes to his will and no to my will. And being obedient is, I'm telling you, you pulled out the cards tonight. If you was playing cards and you put them all on the table, is obedience. It's like with all your heart, obedient unto who? Unto God. Unto God, because it's a personal relationship with God. It's, Lord, I gave my life to you, not I'm going to church, into a building, and then coming out of the building without any regard that if I'm pleasing God, or am I living my life my own way? At the end of the day, who am I living for? Applause? To exalt myself? Who am I? I'm nothing. So to be obedient is a kicker, because, like God said, love him with all your heart, soul, mind, might, and strength. And then he said, love your neighbor as yourself. And God is love. So if I'm not doing that or even trying to do that, then there's something wrong with that dynamic. Am I being obedient or am I going through the motions? Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And it's not even real in my soul? Oh, no. Oh, no. It's all about Jesus. And he is the defining, he is the deciding factor, you know, that, hey, I'm not going to church just to be seen or to go to the church doors and sit down. Oh, no. I need to hear what God wants for my life to know that I'll never be the same again.
Man, that's right.
Because salvation is of the Lord. It's not salvation is of Charlene. No, the salvation is of the Lord, from the Lord, to humanity. And so because I said yes to God, I had to say no to myself. And if don't nobody else know I'm saying no to myself, God knows. He knows what I'm saying. I rebuke myself. He knows exactly what that means, because it can't be my will in my life. I already did that. It's God's will in my life. And a lot of the things God has proclaimed over my life has not been made manifest yet. But at the end of the day, God's like, are you looking for my will and my heart, or are you trying to incorporate your will and saying that's my heart? Oh, no. Heavenly Father God, I'm looking for your will and for your heart, because that's what God is about. He's about perfection. He's about wholeness. He wants to save my soul for me to have eternal life. And I take it just that serious. So obedience is, I'm telling you, it's like pulling the wisdom teeth out. It might feel like it hurts, and it will hurt to submit to God's will and not my own, because you know, the nature in and of itself is rebellious. But God said, no, I'm not telling you to walk in your own will. I'm telling you to walk in my will. And what happens to that? I have to repent and say, Lord, I confess these faults of my will. And so I give my will to you. And in return, Lord, I say yes to your will. So there goes that process. There goes that progress. And me dying out and going into the things that God says, this is my will for your life. What is God's will for my life? Obedience, submission, repentance, yielding, and saying, Lord, my heart belongs to you. If your heart is not given to God, where is it going? Just like, and I'm going to say this real quick, just like when Jesus had the five loaves and the fishes, he fed the multitude. But then after they got full, they went away. And Jesus said to the disciples, are you going to go away? They said, well, who should we turn to? They said, you have the words of eternal life. Jesus has the words of eternal life. Nobody wants to die. When someone says, oh, you know, a relative died, it's so heartbreaking because they know they won't see their faces anymore. But at the end of the day, Jesus came to bring the good news. He said, I came that you would have life and have that more abundantly. So living in this life without Christ is death because you're a dead man walking. But if you give your life to Jesus Christ, you're dying out, but you're alive. It's life that he's brought to give us. So can you say dead man living? Doesn't make sense because you're dying out and living again in Jesus Christ. I'm done. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Praise you, the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. God, you're worthy, worthy, worthy. Amen. Amen. Die out to self and live to Christ. Die out to the self and live. Be born again.
Born again.
Okay, I'm here. My battery went dead.
Oh.
I had to change batteries in the process. Thank you so much for keeping it going. See, you didn't panic. That's what I love about my covenant partners. Y'all know I'm here. But amen. Yes, amen. Woman of God. Amen. Thank you so much. That was amen. Awesome. And I hear that fire. Praise God.
Oh, yes. Definitely. Amen.
Prophetess Lisa, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus. Come on.
Amen. Praise him, Pastor E. How are you?
I am excellent. How are you this evening?
Good. Let's just want to say thank you for the word. I ain't going to add to it because everything has been spoken. So I can say awesome kingdom teaching. Pastor E, keep up the good work, man of God. And it helped me to check myself and see what is I'm doing and what else I need to work on. So thank you, man of God, for awesome, awesome kingdom work tonight. God bless you. Continue
Amen.
To let God use you, man of God, and I love you and keep you in. I got you covered in prayer. Keep me in prayer, and I love you, Pastor E. God bless you.
Love you more, my sister. Amen. Amen. Minister Cherry, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus. Come on, let's talk Jesus.
Let's talk Jesus. Good evening. Good evening, my beautiful family. My God, you know, I'm listening, Pastor E, to Minister Charlene, Prophetess Lisa, and yourself, mighty man of God. But you know what? You said something at the beginning of the broadcast. Are we being effective in our ministry? And I said, yes. I'm being effective in my ministry because I minister to myself first.
Come
I know,
on now. Yes.
Hey, I know, Pastor, years back, I was perishing for lack of knowledge, for not even open, you know, seeing a Bible and not opening the word and getting into my relationship with him. But, you know, and I'm just listening to all these, what you gave, you know, life and evaluating ourselves and listen. That's why we have to sacrifice. We have to give us some things to sacrifice and have this time with him. I know I like to get up early in the morning because it's just me and him. And I can just, like you said, I can listen.
Just
I can
bask.
Pray with him.
Yes.
And I just bask in him and listen, you know. But it takes discipline. It takes discipline with everything, you know, and I always tell them, you know, and you said too, follow my example as I follow the example of Jesus. Because I tell you, the word, his word, it's a process. it's a lifelong process, and I thank God for his word because, like you said, you have to begin with believing that the word of God, every word that he has written there is true. So glory be to God, awesome word, mighty man of God, love you and appreciate you and all our covenant family on the Now Network and all the listeners. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, woman of God. God is moving. He's doing some great things. He's doing some great things, and I see it in all of us as we're starting to recognize what we can do better. And that's just the biggest thing is to never get complacent or get content with this enough. It's never enough. We can always do better, and that's what this is all about, doing better every day.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you.
Bless you, too.
All right. Love you. Anybody else? Come on. You got a few more minutes. Come on. Get in the conversation. If not, we want to thank our number one sponsor, Ease Tees for you. You think it, we print it. Banners, flags, cards, shirts, pants, you name it. Anything you want done, we can make it happen for you. You can reach us at 562-413-3710. Again, 562-413-3710. Or you can go on our website. EaseTeesForYou.com. EaseTeesForYou now. I'm sorry. EZTEEZ, the number four, the letter U, NOW.com. Amen. We also want to thank Tony Renama Law Firm here in the Culver City, in Oxnard, in Calexico. And they serve any legal, excuse me, I got distracted. They serve any legal needs you may have, criminal law. Personal injury, wrongful death, TonyRenama.com. Amen. Well, family, I'm grateful tonight that you guys were here to be a part of Let's Talk Jesus. I thank God for you. I thank God for everything that he's consistently doing in your ministries and in your lives. But I also thank you for doing what God has called you to do. Amen. Family, we love you. We honor you. And we appreciate you in Jesus' name.
All of my heart, I will worship you with all of my mind. I will worship you with all of my strength, for you are my Lord.
Oh, everybody. Power of you. my life for love, more power, more of you in my life, Jesus, more love, more power, more of you in my life.
Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.